Hey, Chicago, it's Richard Roper. You know, when it comes to digital marketing, I always say, go with the pros. And the team at AmericanEagle.com, I'd highly recommend them. They've been driving real results for businesses of all sizes for decades. Whether you need AI-powered insights, smart, effective SEO, email marketing that actually converts, or so much more, their experts are the best at what they do. If you're ready to take your marketing to the next level, visit AmericanEagle.com. That's AmericanEagle.com. They drive results, and they do it right.
Well, because of Bad Bunny, everybody's been talking about Spanish language music, but foreign top 40 hits, nothing new. Richard Roper with more on that. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Bob. Doing the research for you, I call myself Richipedia on this stuff for you. There have been about 40 songs, non-English language, that have hit the Billboard American charts over the years. So it's nothing new. What I'd like to do for you, Bob, if you don't mind, is go through some of the familiar ones, and I'm sure you and definitely most of the listeners will recognize them as well. So the first one we have for you, the great late Richie Valens with La Bamba, 1958.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what I love about La Bamba, we all sang along with this, and we didn't know what we were saying, right?
Right. And then, you know, when the movie came out with Lou Diamond Phillips, then Los Lobos did a cover. And I know there's something, you know, I'm not a sailor. I'm a capitan. You know, I'm a captain. But it doesn't matter because it's all about the feel good. Right. Mm-hmm. And Bob, you'll remember this one. This was a real novelty hit. But I remember this because when I was at St. Jude the Apostle, the nuns would do these in the, what they used to call the folk mass, the guitar mass. And that was Dominique by the Singing Nun, 1963.
Yeah, that's another one that made it up to almost number one in many areas of the world.
In French, and she was actually on the Ed Sullivan Show, right in that same era, you know, when we could be the Beatles, and it'd be like, well, Singing Nun, you know, so that was a huge hit, though, and again, it's about St. Dominic, but we just knew that it sounded beautiful and it's some sort of tribute, right? Yeah. And then, of course, in the 1990s, one of the biggest of all, Bob, a song that lives on in infamy to this day, 1993, The Macarena.
I think what we're saying here is it's really about the melody and the music, more so than the lyrics.
It always has been, right? And, you know, fascinatingly, first of all, if the folks go on the YouTube or the Google, you can look up Macarena 1996 Democratic National Convention right here in Chicago at the United Center, and they would play that during the breaks over and over again. So you saw all these delegates doing the Macarena. And in recent years, some of the youngsters have rediscovered the Macarena, and of course, when you translate the lyrics, it turns out it's about a woman who cheated on her boyfriend. While he was enlisting in the military.
Who knew?
Yeah, that's who Macarena turned out to be, Bob Surratt. But it's such an upbeat, fun song. And that's the point, as you said here. You know, we don't need to get political here. It's so much of the music. Listen, if it's Yesterday by the Beatles, we're listening to those lyrics and they're heartbreaking, right? And everybody knows them. There's a lot of songs like that. But there's so many songs in every genre that we really don't know what the lyrics are.
Right. As somebody once told me, there are really only two kinds of music. Music you like and music you don't like. But, you know, we categorize everything. We have all the genres, right? Who needs that?
I've got one more for you, okay? And see if you can interpret the lyrics to this one, Bob Surratt. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I think it's in English, but I'm not sure.
That is Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. And the singer, of course, is Eddie Vedder from Evanston, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. And that's one of the famous examples of songs that, as you know, a lot of rock and pop singers, they love doing that on purpose, right? There's been entire books where, you know, people misinterpret, you know, people say, excuse me while I kiss the sky, excuse me while I kiss this guy, or, you know, and I love walking the dog for the Pete Townsend song. That's kind of the fun of it sometimes. So even when the lyrics are in English sometimes, Bob, it's really just about, are you tapping your toe, right? Are you feeling something in your heart when you listen to it?
You know, after that Super Bowl halftime show, there were a lot of people who wanted subtitles, but there were also people who thought subtitles would have helped for that Kid Rock show. So that's basically what we're saying here about this, about the Pearl Jam.
I need subtitles for all the Netflix shows that are in Ireland, Scotland, or Great Britain, so I can understand what's being said. I put the, you know, come on, put it, admit it. You put the subtitles on when you're watching those shows.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know. I actually, my wife loves to do that. I still get distracted. Do you? Because I can't help but look at the bottom of the screen instead of what I should be looking at. That's my problem with that, but you know they're on.
Yeah, and well, it's interesting because you usually can see the, you know, the lines being spoken by the actors a little bit before they deliver it. So then you're kind of watching their acting and seeing how great they are usually at delivering the lines. But yeah, if you read kind of fast, you're like, well, come on, get to it. You're already saying he went out the back door. We know that already.
Yeah, get to it. Richard Roper, more again next Thursday. Thank you for. Playing more music more often on the Big 72.
Well, Bob, all I want to say to you is
or something like that. Thank you. And it's sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design, development, and digital marketing agency.